From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Former Cuban communist leader Fidel Castro has died at the age of 90. His brother, President Raul Castro, confirmed his death on state media Friday night.
Querido pueblo de Cuba.
Saying he died at 10:39 Friday night, Raul Castro did not disclose the cause of death. He said Fidel will be cremated in the early hours of Saturday, and that funeral organizing committees, a committee that is, will bring to the people a detailed information on the organization of the tribute for the founder of the Cuban Revolution. Fidel Castro made Cuba the first communist country in the Western Hemisphere.
Castro became an activist for the poor and promised democracy, but he went on to rule Cuba for more than 40 years with an iron fist. In 2006, Castro temporarily handed over some of his powers to his younger brother Raul as he battled health problems. That same year, Cuban TV broadcast the celebrations of his 80th birthday, which included a meeting from his bed with Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. Many are left to ponder now whether the communist government Castro worked so hard to hold together will continue under the power of his brother.
That was Karen Travers reporting. In Miami, Florida, where many Cuban dissidents live, TV reports are showing scenes of people gathering in the streets there, some waving the Cuban flags in a celebratory manner, and there are also images of people wiping away tears. For the continued very latest on this developing story, stay with us here on VOA News for all the developments on the death of Fidel Castro at the age of 90. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.